Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Russia says at least 40 people have been killed and more than 100 injured at a concert hall near Moscow in what the authorities have called a terrorist attack. Video on social media shows at least four people dressed in camouflage clothing opening fire as they enter the lobby of Krokus City Hall in Krasnogorsk. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. From Moscow, Steve Rosenberg has more on the attackers.
Well, the latest information we have is they did get away, possibly in a white car, so the search is on to find them. Who were they? Of course, questions are already being asked. How was it possible for armed men to get into a very prominent concert venue where there were potentially thousands of people attending this concert and carry out such a bloody attack, especially since earlier this month US diplomats had warned that some kind of attack on a public gathering in Moscow, possibly a concert, was imminent.
The attack comes days after President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on power in Russia with a landslide election victory. Mr. Putin has yet to comment on the shootings. The US, France, Spain and Italy have all condemned the attack. Against the backdrop of Russia's war in Ukraine, an aide to President Volodymyr Zelensky has vehemently distanced Kyiv from the shootings. More from Sarah Rainsford in Kyiv.
There's also been a statement from Ukrainian military intelligence who have gone much further. In fact, they've blamed Russia. They say that this is a provocative attack by Russia, deliberately planned in order to pin the blame, essentially, on Ukraine and then to bolster support within Russia for Russia's war on Ukraine. And particularly, they're suggesting to find more soldiers so that Vladimir Putin can announce a mobilization. Now, they've given no evidence for that. And remember, Russia and Ukraine are at war in terms of information and psychological war, as well as the war on the battlefield.
A national security law has come into force in Hong Kong that places new restrictions on people's rights and freedoms. It builds on legislation passed by Beijing 4 years ago, which introduced tough restrictions on free speech in the wake of mass pro-democracy demonstrations. The Biden administration has urged the US Senate to quickly pass a $1.2 trillion spending bill ahead of a looming deadline, which would see the government shut down. With just hours to go, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said the bill represented an essential compromise to ensure funding for key government departments can continue for the next 6 months.
To be clear, this bill is a compromise reached by congressional appropriators, so no side got everything it wanted, but it expands access to child care, Head Start, invests in cancer research, funds addiction prevention programs, and advances American leadership abroad.
World News from the BBC. The Princess of Wales has revealed that she's being treated for cancer. Catherine, who is married to the heir to the British throne, stepped back from royal duties when she underwent abdominal surgery in January. The trial has begun in the United States of an Arizona man who shot dead a Mexican migrant on his property. George Allen Kelly, who's 75, shot and killed Mexican national Gabriel Cuen Butimaya in January 2023. His lawyers say he fired his automatic rifle into the air to scare away a group of intruders on his land, fearing for his family's safety. The Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado has announced that she won't run for president in July against the incumbent Nicolas Maduro. Her decision comes 2 months after she was removed from public office for alleged financial misconduct, which she denies. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
Maria Corina Machado has appointed a low-profile university lecturer, Corina Llores, as her replacement. Ms. Machado says the opposition will remain united and will work hard to defeat Mr. Maduro, the left-wing leader who's been in office since 2013. For weeks, she insisted that she would go ahead with her candidacy, but she has ultimately decided not to run the risk of being disqualified. On Thursday, several members of her Vente Venezuela party were arrested, accused of plotting acts of violence.
Scientists in Hungary say that for the first time they have neural evidence of what dog lovers have always claimed, that their pets actually do understand what many words represent. In a small-scale study, 18 dogs were tested with their favourite toys. When researchers said, for example, ball, but held up a slipper instead, the canine brains registered a blip in activity similar to that seen in humans when confronted by a mismatch between expectation and experience.